Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
Whoa, good morning. Good morning to you, Ron. Good morning to everyone out there. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Fan Hotline, hit us there. Presented by Nemecolon, around every corner. Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. I thought I had to burp, but I don't. That being said, football coaches, let's dive into the psychology, if you will, of football coaches to get the show going this morning. Something a little bit more serious as we push on through this segment. But to start, you know, I keep thinking and going back to something. I actually texted Chris Mueller about this yesterday when he was talking about some things in the aftermath of the Mike Tomlin news conference. So I texted Chris about this and I said, you know, I don't know if FanDuel will have a prop on this. And I don't know, and I'm guessing you won't be able to bet this, but I'm really thinking that there's a safe bet. And Doran, I want you to take me inside a locker room because for me, football coaches are, they're really football smart. They really are. They're the smartest people on the planet when it comes to football, most of the time. But from a psychology standpoint, a lot of times they take the easy way out, or they take the path of least resistance, and they try to, and this is, I guess, smart, make as many people happy as they can, or have a harmonious locker room. That's the best way to go about it. You want your team to be happy. Is it the safest bet in the world? As we just went through this rigmarole with George Pickens. Man, he threw a fit on the sidelines. Me, I don't care. But man, he threw a fit on the sidelines. And man, what are we going to do? We've got a young, burgeoning talent that's so damn good, and we got to make him happy. When you watch this game against Baltimore on Sunday, is it the safest bet that the first play, or at least in the first series, George Pickens is going to get a ball thrown to him, probably on a wide receiver screen, probably just in the flat, and it's going to go for 2 or 3 yards. Maybe he'll get out the other side and he'll make a big gainer out of it, but it's one of those, all right, George, here's your ball early in the game. We reset with life. We're all friends here. We love each other. Now let's move on. Does that make it all right in the world, and is that going to happen?
That's absolutely going to happen, and it's all about perception. It's all about perception if you're a head coach and you're a football team. I mean, you look around the league, you look at college, you look at the NFL. I mean, there's one coach, there's two coaches in college, you know, Brian Kelly and Saban, who kind of freak out on the sidelines. But most coaches have it, you know, their composure under control because they know they're on camera. They know the perception of them being the leader of the franchise. And whenever you have people yapping outside of the franchise or inside the franchise about a certain situation, you want to put that to bed. So that the fact that people are trying to somewhat make this a story, I don't really see that many people making it a big story and saying, you know, George Pickens is becoming, you know, a problem with the team, but they will appease to that just to put it to bed. And whether it's a 1 yard gain, whether it's a 10 yard gain, you are 100,000,000% correct. Within the first 3 plays of the game, George Pickens will have a
touch. That in and of itself acknowledging that it's a story, though? If we go out of our way to appease George Pickens and make sure he gets that ball early in the first series, we're acknowledging the outside noise because we're doing what's necessary to tamp down the outside noise.
It would be acknowledging it was a story if it was Steven Sims. But the fact that George Pickens could take a quick flat route and take it 30 yards and he's one of your best playmakers, you're on the plus side. Yeah.
I think it's acknowledging the fact they don't want it to grow into something bigger.
Yes.
And they're extinguishing it at this level. And it's, all right, George, here you go. We get it. Message sent, message received. Let's just end it right here and nip it in the butt. It's definitely something, in a way, a bit comical, Crowley, to kind of like watch out for in this game.
Oh, absolutely it is. And it's either going to be a deep ball on the first play or, and this is what I'm calling, this is my official prediction, Kenny Pickett roll out to the right, and he dumps one off to George Pickens.
6 yards in the hitch.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But I think they've already done this with Deontay Johnson.
People say this is rewarding bad behavior. That's the first text we got this morning. Yes.
This is rewarding. You know, this is also building George's confidence, too. Uh-huh. Like, simultaneously, it's like, hey, we're rewarding and we're trying to get you going, but we want to build your confidence. We want to get you the ball. And this can, you know, affect the way that you might play for the rest of the game. So you're kind of hitting, killing two birds with one stone.
But I also think there is something in sort of the speaking out of both sides of your mouth aspect here of, hey, you guys and all, and Mike Tomlin said it yesterday, right? He used the term BS. All the outside BS, yet acknowledging that the outside BS does in fact influence what happens. And that's okay. I'm okay with it, but don't tell me you don't hear what's happening outside 3400 South Water Street when in fact we know you do.
I think it acknowledges the inside stuff, and it acknowledges that there's a young playmaker that's spoken up, and maybe they say, maybe we need a do-over here, and we should get him more than, well, two targets a game.
Well, it's inside BS that created outside BS, so it's kind of started within. So I think that they're okay with kind of acknowledging it. It's not like us screaming, oh, Matt Canada needs to run this play, and
right.
You know they need to do that. No, George Pickens was seen on camera frustrated. So that was an inside problem that they are appeasing to, not that created outside noise. It started in here first, so they're okay.
I see what you're saying, but it's also Mike Tomlin sticking up for George Pickens yesterday, right?
And
saying,
as he should.
And I don't look, as we outlined the other day, I don't think any of us have a problem with George Pickens. You know, say, I give me the ball, right? You want every wide receiver to be that way. But then Mike Tomlin is essentially defending him for that behavior, saying, I want my guys to be like that. I'd rather say whoa than sick 'em. So in that scenario, we're saying it's not a problem on the inside for him to get upset that he's not getting the football, but then we're also working to appease something that isn't a problem?
I think even if George Pickens doesn't pop off on the sideline, I still think upon their tape review, knowing what they have in that guy, they probably would have thrown it to him on the first series of this game.
I agree with that, too. Like, we messed up. We need to do things differently. We need to get our playmakers the ball. It's just, for me, it's turned comical, right? It really is. And it is playing psychologist. Football, and this is the thing. Football coaches play football coach oh so well. They're just like the rest of us whenever they play a different role. Like when you're a parent, you're like, oh, it's just here. It's just easier to give them the pacifier than to go ahead and deal with this for 3 hours.
Yes.
Man, it's just easier to. That's not giving in. It's not relenting. It's not saying somebody won. It's just the path of least resistance. And it's just human nature. And I think human nature is going to kick in for Mike Tomlin to start the game. And it's just a funny quirk to watch. When this game starts, Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. About that comment that Tomlin made yesterday involving Pickens, again, amateur psychologist I want to talk about after this. Here's Tomlin on Pickens and a little bit of shot at the media, which again was kind of comical.
There was frustration with George Pickens. What do you tell him about wanting more targets?
I'd rather say woe than sick him. I want a guy that wants to be a significant part of what it is that we do. Now, the appropriate and professional and mature way to express that, we're growing and working on, and we will continue. But that spirit, that competitive spirit, the guy that wants the ball, I want that guy. I'd imagine TJ wants to lay the quarterback down more. We got competitors. This is professional football. These guys know that they have to deliver. And so for a guy that wants to do that, I'm not going to make that a negative, no matter how silly I think the commentary is or people talking about him expressing frustrations and stuff and trying to make it a negative storyline. I laugh at that. Again, that's one of the reasons why we're continually progressing, because we're capable of tuning that BS out.
I don't listen to the radio, I don't pay attention to TV, and I don't read the papers. But I'll tell you something I saw on TV and heard in the radio and seen in the papers that I have a problem with. Nonetheless, you know where the amateur psychologist Tomlin comes in here? And again, this is the ebb and flow, the give and take, the comedy of being a coach in this town that I think, and I love, I'm here for it, I love it. This is Mike Tomlin at 5-7 trying to tell his team he's manufacturing it's us against the world.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate it. I actually love it from a coaching standpoint. Coaches coach better than anybody in the world. They're just like us whenever it comes to the other things in life. He's manufacturing a situation. Nobody in Pittsburgh hates George Pickens because he got mad. They actually are on his side in what I've seen much more than people out against them. But Mike Tomlin is given this whole Pittsburgh versus everybody, and that's where we are,
well,
Doran.
You know what? You're leaning right into the question I was about to propose here. What would Mike Tomlin's tone and his message be different if they had lost that game with that question? Would it be different?
Probably.
Like how he answered Jeff's question there, I think it would have been way different.
Mike Tomlin rolled up his sleeves and said, and there's, he respects Jeff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He rolled up his sleeves and he pretty much said, hey, watch this.
Right.
Here's my chance to get, to show these guys, especially
the
a guy who just got here,
yes,
in George Pickens, I got his back and people hate him. Man, what? People think he's a squeaky wheel. Watch me have his back.
And does it matter if it's manufactured, if it works? Right?
No.
Like, this is classic Mike Tomlin motivation work right here.
Right.
This is, like you said, Colin, us against the world. Like you said earlier on your show, Crowley, in the hunt, run the table, we're in the playoffs, boys, or we got a damn good chance. Nobody thinks we can do that.
People walking around the strip district don't even think we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what this, it's hilarious. I love it. I love the psychology of football.
Especially when, at the beginning of the answer, Mike Tomlin had the opinion that I think most reasonable people have, which is, yeah, we'd rather have a guy care. We just would rather there be a more constructive way for him to go about it. Mike Tomlin basically said that. There's maturity there. So, Mike, that's my take. That's Mike Tomlin is parroting what I have been saying. I don't mind that George Pickens is upset. He deserves the football. He does deserve the football. He should be getting fed that thing. But find a better way to go about your business that way. And that's what Mike Tomlin said.
I bet you George Pickens got called into the office, though.
You think?
Yep. Not in a negative way. Just like, hey, you know, we know you're young. We know that you want to compete. But there are ways to do it.
I'll tell you what, though. This is just the start of something. And I don't hate George Pickens for it. I actually don't mind it at all. But with how NIL deals are now and people being richer, younger, young receivers are going to be more entitled than ever.
Oh, they got less time to sit around and wait than ever before.
Yeah. They are going to walk in the league. They already got theirs. They're not trying to get theirs. They're big dogs. They were always big dogs. Now they're even bigger dogs.
Juju did that.
Juju
enhanced that last year.
And they've already had it. They've already experienced getting what they want and what they came for, right? Because of the NIL. Because, hey, I got paid in school, and I got to go where I wanted to. I didn't like it at that school, so I went to school B in year two. And then I went to school C in year three, like we talked about yesterday, Dorn. So they know what it's like to take control of their career and their individual path and make the most of it and take advantage of it. And they're not going to sit around, like you said, Colin, and wait.
Where this whole plan, though, gets thrown out the window, boys, is when the Steelers come out, they get the kickoff, it goes through the end zone, of course, because that's the way Baltimore does things. They get the ball at the 25, they come out split out wide, they throw to Deontay Johnson on the first play, and he drops it. Then we're in for something, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.